Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely. It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. You understand the union of woman and man. And sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything friends will say as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace.
Greetings. I would like to say peace to the gods and the goddesses. I am Sinetra Menquarez, and I will be hosting the Amina Rays broadcast for this morning. as it is that I know what is most proper for me to do, I always start off by acknowledging the Creator, the Most High, the Supreme Being. And in the name and the power of Amun, we trust. We, the solar beings, breathe, we live, we move forward on into the future, and we have our being and we are free. I am coming to you this morning after a whole week of doing what I needed to do, which was get into myself, enjoy my divine connection from the source, the Most High, the one true living God, whose name is Amun, and spend time with my family and think on those things that are of the utmost importance to me. I started the Amun Arrays broadcast for the sole purpose of having a divine connection to those things that are most evident as a bright, shining light, you know, those things that energize me. And I wanted to share those things also with those solar beings who are out there, who are like myself, who are on their quest. They're in their mission. They are looking for and seeking after the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help them, and so help me, God. Now, what I decided to do was, you know, do a test run. You know, when you're going to do something that might create some form of permanence in your life that you feel that you might want to dedicate your time and your energy to. I remember when I was going through what I thought was going to be my life choice as far as a career move. My very first job was offered to me by my neighbor. And my neighbor, being the good woman, you know, that she was, you know, she suggested that I talk to my mom and dad and ask them, you know, would they allow me to come and work at her daycare? And so while I was in high school, after school, I was allowed to work at this daycare, and I would work 2 hours after school. While I was in college, what I would do to move myself forward, I would take some summer courses. So I was going to a four-year college at that time, and I was also taking summer courses at a local JC. One of the summer courses that I chose to take just so happened to be a child development course. And in taking that child development course, this teacher, she said a very wise thing. She said, for all of you, you know, who desire or, you know, you think you're cut out to be, you know, a teacher of the future, you know, you've already made a choice. You know, I think one of the things that you should do, which was her suggestion, which was why she was teaching child development and not practicing in the field herself, was she said this. She said, why don't you get a job working with children first and determine if that's what you want to do every day? And because I had already done so, because I worked at the nursery 2 hours a day after school, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, I determined that after listening to what she said, I better go home and I better write it down and I better really, really think about it. You know, I had already tested the water. So I wrote down the pros and I wrote down the cons. And at the end of the day, I came to the realization that, you know, as much as I do love children, and I thought that I might be good for them. You know, maybe working with children every day was not going to be the best thing for me. I reflected on those wise words, and I took those words with me. You know, test the waters in everything that you do. You know, allow yourself time to determine if, you know, if where you're going and where you have put yourself is where you're going to be. And don't ever, you know, be afraid, you know, to acknowledge the truth of yourself and say, you know what? I thought that this may be the direction that I need to go to, you know, to serve my life purpose. But after really, you know, putting that time and energy into it and working at it, you know, this is not necessarily going to be the thing that's right for me at this time. So with those wise words, I also got from that. It's all about moving. It's all about moving onward and moving forward. Because if you find yourself in a place that you have determined within your mind and you know deep down in your soul it's not really for you, then why limit yourself? Why be stagnant? Why do that to yourself, especially after you know that you're in a place that's not right for you? Simply move on. You know, think about what it is that is out there waiting for you in your future. So with the Blog Talk Radio Show, I did that. I tested the water, my first couple of shows. You know, it was kind of trying because I, you know, for myself, when I am receiving, you know, the ideas and the intelligence as it relates, as it is being transmitted to me, I would best do that, you know, in my writing. I would receive a thought from the Most High, and I would take that idea, and I would, you know, put it down on the paper. So that's how I started my Blog Talk shows. I would make myself an outline. But it was difficult. It was really, really difficult to go from the outline, focus on the studio that they provide for you here at Blog Talk, and continue on, you know, with the with the continuous movement on into the Blog Talk. So that didn't work for me. You know, I sounded really choppy. I sounded really unsure, in my opinion, my own critique of myself. And I used so many and you knows. And I thought to myself, wow, I don't normally communicate like that. So let me try a different method. And the idea didn't come from me. It came from a God brother of mine. He said to me, he said, you know, Sinetra, when you do your show, you know, do it as if you are, you know, in a conversation, talking with someone. Do it as if, you know, you're talking to them, you know, in a conversation, you know, that will keep on moving forward. And just simply speak. Speak from your soul. You know, let it go like that. For me, I don't like the term ebb and flow. You know, I like the term, you know, raise, you know, raising, you know, my vibration. You know, I like the terms that pertain to, you know, uplifting. I like those terms as they pertain to enlightenment and also building. So therefore, in my desire and in my goal to present a broadcast that will be enlightening, elevating, moving forward, because that is how it is that we receive the pure light as it relates to our divine connection to that source. And the closest thing that we have to that source of life itself, life eternal, you know, energy. And this is not to sound preachy. This is not to sound religious. This is not to sound holier than thou. That it is connecting from the lower self, where you have the low frequencies, to the higher self, where you have not only the high frequencies, but you also have the high vibrations. And those things that are those thoughts and those ideas that are going to resonate. They will resonate with you. And if it doesn't resonate with you, then the best thing to do is move on and move forward, you know, and keep it moving. Now, with my blog talk, I tested the waters, you know, and I suggest anyone else, you know, who feels a desire, you know, to express themselves and their thoughts and their ideas, you know, those things that are being transmitted to you, you know, hopefully they will be a upliftment and they will be that elevation and they will be that enlightenment, you know, that thing that will be that light and that spark, you know, that will spark that intelligence in the next man, you know, or the woman's soul, if they have a soul. You know, because quiet is kept, you know, whether we want to accept it or reject it. You know, most of us, you know, even though we are solar beings and we have been given a soul, either we have lost our souls or we have denied our souls and we have taken on a certain energy, which is a spirit. And in most cases, you know, spirit, you know, is what it is. A spirit is a entity, you know, that chooses to go into the body and it chooses to have a life inside of you that you don't even recognize. Now, we're moving onward and forward. My next thing was to take that step up, as the brother suggested, you know, share with those solar beings and those fellow reflections that are seeking that life, you know, that pure energy, you know, that fire that they have in their soul, igniting and sparking that thought, you know, and sharing with them how it is that I myself, you know, keep my direct connection to the Supreme Being, the Most High, the Creator, you know, who is that one who gives us, who sends down those messages of pure light, pure thought, pure essence of those things that are going to give your mind the power that you need to take a step up and keep going forward in whatever it is that you so desire to do. Because at the end of the day, you know, the past is the past and it's going to stay in the past. You know, they always say that, you know, for those who do not do the research and for those who are not aware of their history, they are destined to repeat the past. In some cases, that may be true. But the thing that is more true or truer than that particular statement is that so long as you continue to stay in the past, you will not be able to put your time and your energy and your effort towards moving on into the future. And that's what I, Sinetra Menkarays, am all about. I'm not about, you know, going back. I'm not about falling back. You know, this is a common term that we hear, you know, from our people. And I don't even think that they even realize what they're saying. Well, you know, I guess I'm about to fall back. You know, we got to be, you know, very, very mindful, you know, of some of these slang terminologies because they are put in these urban dictionaries, you know, for you to say and, you know, keep you from moving forward, from reaching your higher self, you know, from attaining your God true self. And we're not all going to be gods because we have to, you know, impose upon ourselves thought. We got to think and we got to connect to the Most High, the Creator, the Supreme Being, the one true living God whose name is Amen. Whether we want to accept that or reject that, you know, everybody is not going to get it. It's not going to be for everybody. But for those solar beings who are in the process of making that connection, let's do that. Let's be about that. Let's be about sharing those things that are a pure light and a pure upliftment, edifying, elevating. Good for the mind, good for the body, and good for the soul. So, with that, You know, for me at this particular time, the saying goes, you know, the best things in life are free. And after things have been said and done, it's time to move onward. It's time to move forward. And so I have determined that for the blog talk editions that I will be doing here on into the future, they will relate to those things that are the elevating and the upliftment and the enlightenment and the pure light as it is related to Amen. And I will be mentioning where it is that I am getting that light, you know, from those beings who are in the God-building business also. Now, I may also reflect on those beings who seem to be stuck. You know, they seem to be stuck in the past. They seem to be stuck on identifying with those things that are not going to help, you know, move, you know, those solar beings, those God beings, those beings who recognize who they are and where they're going and where they're moving onward and forward in life. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time to do that. That's why I said the best things in life are free. So with that, I want to say thank you so very much for those beings who have taken the time and the energy to listen to the Amna Rays broadcast this morning. I will be coming to you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. in the morning to 7:30 a.m. And I want to say peace to the gods and goddesses. And I would like to continue, as I love to do, which is acknowledge the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High. In the name and in the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, we breathe. We live. We move forward on into the future. And we have our being and we are free. Hey, yeah.
wind. Never wait too long to try, 'cause you might win.